It's not enough that musician Jeff Muldaur was a vital force in American roots, jazz, and blues for decades. Muldaur traveled to Amsterdam to find a group of top-notch European classical musicians to tackle distinctly non-European and mostly non-classical work. The result is called His Last Letter, a new double LP box set and a CD set, both with a booklet. Muldaur spoke with Here and Now's Lisa Mullins in the studio, and they started with the opening track, Black Horse Blues. It was written by Texas-born Blind Lemon Jefferson in the 1920s. Here's Muldaur's version with the ensemble.
Tell me what time do the trains come through your town?
Your music, including in this song, spans time and genres and geography. And I want to get to the geography first, because you went back and forth for, 10 years to the Netherlands to find musicians in Amsterdam, who you found, who would be able to do justice to music that, in some cases, they had never heard. Tell us about that process.
There's an open-mindedness there, especially with these classical players who, if you're in one of those orchestras, even if you're a principal, and even though you're playing some of the most beautiful music ever written, they're very open-minded to try something else.
What I picture you doing is kind of taking by the hand an artist whose music you heard that maybe from the 1920s, and I want to talk specifically about one of them, Vera Hall, and how you brought it into the present. And you don't necessarily modernize the music, you kind of Muldaurize the music. And I want to hear how you did that. And so I have an example of her song, Boll Weevil. And as many people will remember, the boll weevil was this beetle that was nasty and really ugly and fed on cotton blossoms and devastated the cotton industry in the American South in the 1920s. During that time, Vera Hall, an African-American woman, recorded this song a cappella.
Hey, hey, boll weevil, where's your native home? Way down in the bottom, among the cotton cones.
So tell us about this version.
First time I saw the boll weevil, he sitting on the square. The next time I seed him, he had his family there.
Well, this version was done with Jim Queskin. I've made it slightly comedic. It's a little bouncier and more sort of authentic in terms of American string band music.
What was your kind of like your guiding principle aside from not doing a cappella?
There are no guiding principles in my factory.
Not that you're unprincipled, but so what did it? So how did you end up with the sound?
I cannot tell you what my process is. It changes all the time. It's mostly just what I feel.
And tell us about the evolution from this version to this one that we're going to hear now with the players from the Netherlands.
Well, tell me, boll weevil, how'd you get the great long bill? I got it down in Texas, among the western hills. Among the western hills. Among the western hills, way out in Texas, among the western hills.
We're hearing here someone's playing the banjo.
That's Jeff Muldaur.
That's Jeff Muldaur. I've heard of him. And then the penny whistle?
The penny whistle is being played by the bassoonist, which is a pretty rare double. She can just play anything.
What did you tell them? Did they need to know the history of the song as they were about to record it?
Well, an interesting question, because what I did to get their attention was I printed out a picture of a boll weevil.
With its long proboscis.
And I put it on each music stand and watched them,
start to turn green.
And
why did you do that?
Lighten things up and make sure that they could just relax. And this is not the kind of rhythm that is difficult for a classical player.
There are chamber musicians. I mean, that's their stock and trade. They're extraordinarily versatile. But was there kind of a cultural difference? Because you're talking about music drawn from the American South. You're talking about rural blues music in some cases, early jazz.
I didn't expect there to be a perfect translation. I didn't want there to be. I think they Europeanized me by the end as much as I Americanized them.
What does it mean?
Meaning I started to write in a more European classical form, which ended up in the octet.
Let's talk about the octet. This is in three movements, and this is where the name of the album is drawn from, his last letter. It comes from a tragic event in your family history, and we're going to be hearing the music. But tell us about this letter that came to you from a cousin that gave you the idea for this work.
Well, it's exactly what happened. A lawyer for a cousin who was quite older than I was, who passed away, sent me a box. And in it were pictures and letters, which was wonderful because it was stuff from the 1860s and 70s. And my great-grandfather was a navigator on ships. He was in the Navy. And so his ship that he was on in Yokohama, when he took off in the morning, was rammed by a British frigate and sunk very quickly. But the night before, the packet boat came and took the mail. So this letter was written hours before he perished. And it was very loving, and I'll see you soon, and we're on our way to Canton, and then we'll head home. And it got to my heart.
And the voice we're going to hear now is that of Lady Clarin McFadden, a mezzo-soprano, who is portraying the scene after your great-grandmother received this letter.
Last night she slept in a soft feather bed, and she dreamed of a ship on the rolling sea.
I visited his grave because some of the people did survive, and they have quite a nice thing in the cemetery in Yokohama. So I've gone there and paid my respects a few times, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I want to ask you a little bit more about working with this chamber orchestra, the Dutch musicians. And let's take one of the earlier pieces in the album, and that's Duke Ellington's Lady of the Lavender Mist. Let's hear a little bit of that. And I know you have such an appreciation for these musicians, and I want you to tell us what they brought to the music.
Well, right off the bat, this accordion player turned out to be a genius. Gert Wattenauer. The clarinetist, first clarinetist, got the most beautiful sound. He plays in jazz, in the Metropole Jazz Orchestra. And so the combination of those two made it just perfect. I couldn't do this tune in a sensuous, slow, funky way because, once again, Duke already did that. You can't beat that stuff. So I did it more like a Hot Club of France, Fred Astaire visiting Paris, and he goes into this club and starts dancing with a young lady. And that's what sort of I brought to the tune.
Jeff Muldaur, thank you.
Well, you're entirely welcome, Lisa.